Riding down a narrow lane, 2 or 3 hours after, it was my chance to meet again this bonny farmer's daughter. Although it was both raw and cold, I stayed to hold a parley, and showed once more my purse of gold when she had sold her barley. Love, said I, pray do not frown, but let us change embraces. I'll buy thee a new silken gown with ribbons, gloves, and laces. A ring and bodkin, muff and fan, no lady shall have neater. For as I am an honest man, I ne'er see a sweeter creature. Then I took her by the hand and said, my dearest jewel, why shouldst thou disputing stand? I prithee be not cruel. She found my mind was fully bent to pleasure my fond desire. Therefore she seemed to consent, but I wish I had ne'er come nigh her. Sir, said she, what shall I do if I commit this evil and yield myself in love to you? I hope you will prove civil. You talked of ribbons, gloves, and rings, and likewise gold and treasure. Oh, let me first enjoy those things, and then you shall use your pleasure. Sure thy will shall be obeyed, said I, my own dear honey. Then into her lap I laid full 40 pound in money. We'll to the market town this day, and straightways end the quarrel, and deck thee like a lady gay in flourishing rich apparel. All my gold and silver there to her I did deliver. On our road we did repair, but coming near a river, whose waters was both deep and wide, such rivers I ne'er see many, she leapt her mare to the other side, and left me not one poor penny. Then my heart was sunk full low with grief and care surrounded. After her I could not go for fear of being drowned. She turned about and said, behold, I am not for your devotion, but sir, I thank ye for my gold, 'twill serve to enlarge my portion. I began to stamp and stare to see what she had acted. With my hands I tore my hair like one that was distracted. Give me my money, then I cried, good faith I did but lend it. But she full fast away did ride, and vowed she did not intend it.